Hey everybody, you're listening to 88.3 WDCV FM, Carlisle, PA, the voice of Dickinson College. I'm Sophie, and I usually have a show every week. Well, I still do. I have a show every week about what music I'm listening to and what music I'm into. But I wanted to start another program that has to do with my job here on campus. I work at CSE, which is our Center for Sustainable Education. So it's essentially a team of all these wonderful student interns and staff that work on educational programming for, you know, sustainability and how we on campus, as like students on campus and people of this world, can kind of how we can change or adapt in our everyday lives to kind of take into account, you know, our changing environment and, you know, this push for more sustainable living, like kind of like just even being aware of the world around us and, you know, just being able to kind of tap into that to solve problems in our world or in our everyday lives and just for change, for a good change. And it's a bunch of good people working towards a really amazing cause, and I've learned so much working here over the past almost 2 years, I guess, year and a half. So we have a whole team of interns who are awesome, and they're students, and they're really passionate about what they do. I am the biking intern at CSE, and so what I do is, also, I'm going to be saying a lot because I'm talking to my computer right now, which is a little bit weird, but so we'll see how this goes. So if I seem a little bit, I'm just going to kind of talk to you guys about what's happening, and hopefully you'll like it. But anyway, I'm the biking intern here at CSE, so I work on everything bike related and more generally like transportation. We work on ride shares, getting people to kind of, you know, think about how transportation impacts the world and just like people's lives. So we talk about, I want to do a program on like sustainable transportation justice and how transportation can impact all communities and how it does, you know, and how we can take, you know, both social issues and environmental issues into account, like, because I'm very passionate about the social side of everything. I'm actually a sociology major. I'm hitting you guys with a lot of information right now, but yeah, so I'm a sociology major, and so I kind of like to take that into my work here at CSE, because I do think that a lot of people, when looking at the environmental justice movement, don't realize that it is really human-centered, like it's very people-centered, and it relies on so many aspects of our lives besides like the natural world. Like, I mean, it involves politics, and it involves, you know, social systems of like just accessibility to food stores and accessibility to transportation and to how, you know, everyday people kind of live their lives, and even if it's out of their control, how that kind of impacts the world around them. And I think it's a very important issue to talk about. So that's why I'm making this little podcast. But I will definitely get into more of that in a later podcast. I want to do a whole segment on that sort of aspect of my research and my work here at CSE. So that's kind of what I do. I also work at the Handlebar, which is our on-campus bike repair store. I guess it's not really a store. I hate calling it a store because it's just like a little repair shop space that students and people in the Dickinson community can kind of come to learn about bikes and work on their bikes, and you know, we encourage anybody to really come out and you know, if they're interested, come out and learn. We have volunteers that come that we train at the Handlebar, and we teach them all about, you know, bike maintenance, bike repair, So that's kind of so I oversee that too, which looks a little bit different this semester since we are currently mostly online. I am on campus working in the bike shop so that we can kind of get bikes and resources out to students who are still living on campus, so that they kind of have access to that transportation and that resource. That really helps. I mean, you know, it's only a couple kids on campus here, but it really impacts their daily lives and how they're able to kind of, if they work off campus, if they need to get to work, if they need to get to the store, you know, it's just a nice, a very, like, amazing program that we have here on campus, that Dickinson and Cease have a lot of pride in. And I love this program. I think it's amazing. So we have the handlebar, which we use to fix up people's bikes and to train people. We also have a green bikes program and a red bikes program. So I worked on a lot of the green bikes before school started this year. And those are bikes that we loan out to students on campus. We have a whole fleet of them. If you check out our Instagram, which is just the handlebar at Instagram, Dickinson Handlebar, I think. You can see I posted a picture of all of the green bikes all loaded up into a big truck that we brought to get fixed up, and to get worked on by some people in our community, which is really nice. That we went to New Life Community Church here in Carlisle, and they helped us out a lot. I learned a lot from them. There are a couple bike mechanics there. They're amazing. So that's kind of what I do. So we distribute those bikes out to people on campus who need them, and then if they need to be fixed over time, I'm here on campus to fix them. Usually we have a whole fleet of volunteers too who will hold open hours during the week, but since not everybody's on campus, we don't have them here this semester. But usually we'd have, you know, last semester we had 4 or 5 volunteers holding open hours per week. So we had the handlebar was open 4 days a week, 5 days a week, and it was really amazing to see that. And it's just a really great way to kind of get connected with people in on campus. You know, you see a person riding a bike on campus and you're like, hey, you know, is that like a green, like you can tell if it's a green bike, or like, you know, it's kind of it's really fun. Or like, you know, I'll see people on campus with their bikes and I'm like, oh my gosh, I worked on that bike the other day. And they'll be like, yeah, like thanks for helping with the bike. I mean, I think it's just a really amazing opportunity for people. So anyway, that's all about the handlebar, which is what I am very passionate about. So you'll definitely hear about more. Also on radio, here on WDCV, there is a handlebar PSA if you ever hear it. It's amazing. I always play it during my regular radio show. So I'm always like, I work there, so I'll play the PSA. So yeah, if you ever hear that, we have Cease PSAs. We have things about all of our different programming here at Cease. You can hear a lot of about in little snippets, really, on air here at 88.3 WDCV FM. So I mean, so that's all about what I do. But there's also, you know, there's 7, 8 interns on the team, and we range from, you know, people who look at data analysis for, you know, our energy consumption on campus. I mean, like the data analysis intern, she is amazing. I don't understand math at all, so I think it's just like amazing what she can do with like just some data and telling us like how, you know, it's like looking. Some people, I think it's really important to like see numbers and like be able to process that, and I think a lot of people use that, you know, as a better way to kind of connect with what's going on. So I think it's really awesome that we have a really awesome data analysis person who can kind of take all that data and share it with you guys and share it with the Dickinson community and interpret. And so she's awesome. So we have a data analysis intern. We have people who we have a bee intern, beekeeping. So we have a beehive on campus, which I also want to do a segment on this show, I guess, which I should maybe come up with a name for this. I was thinking, this is all over the place also. This is just my stream of consciousness right now, but I was thinking bike talk. Like, if you ever heard of Car Talk on NPR, which I love with my entire heart, I don't know. I was like, it's the biking equivalent to that. So I was thinking about naming it Bike Talk, but I don't know if that's too stupid sounding. So let me know. So we have a bee intern. And so we have beehives on campus that I have never visited. I'm very sorry, but that's a little secret. I haven't visited the beehives yet, and I really, really need to. Because it seems amazing, and so they work with the bees. We, you know, just kind of getting information out there about, like, you know, how important bees are to, like, our environment, and you know, how they, you know, I'm going to do more research, and I'll come back to you, and on more of the bee things, because I really... That's kind of part of the reason why I want to do this podcast, is kind of even look into other people's expertise, because I know a lot about biking, but I don't know a lot about bees, you know, so there's a beekeeping intern, we have like a free exchange on campus, which isn't totally open now, but we have somebody in charge of waste, we have a waste minimization intern, so they are kind of in charge of are, like, kind of just getting the word out about, you know, waste minimization and reusing materials and how that, that impact on, even just on a small scale of, like, our college, you know, on our college campus, but then also what you can do from home and on, like, a larger scale of what kind of, like, waste minimization and reusing and upcycling, how important that is to sort of what we do here at CEES. We also have a media intern, so he works on like all of the amazing, you have to go follow our Instagram, you can follow the CEES Instagram account, and they work on like amazing getting, you know, information out about all of our events and all of our, you know, just our ideas and our, you know, kind of brings them to life on paper, so, and on screen, I guess, because we are doing a lot of this remotely, so, yeah, so that's a good little segue, is this semester we are moving a lot more to online programming, since most of our students are off campus, so that has been one thing that CEES has been really working on this semester, and trying to get people involved on and off campus. So we encourage you to follow our Instagrams, our Beehive, our Handlebar has an Instagram, and then our CEES account. Like, CEES has its own Instagram, so I've been trying to post to the biking one at least every week, and we've been keeping up really well with posting and getting people involved on there. So definitely check us out on Instagram. And also I've been working on what we have is called a biking listserv. So I have kind of, if you're a Dickinson student, you can sign up to be part of this biking listserv, and you'll just get updates from me every once in a while about what's going on, you know, usually pertaining to biking, but I think this semester, we're really trying to push for, you know, getting anybody involved with really all of what we're doing here at CEES this semester. Just to get people involved, get people to know what we're doing, what we're here for. And I mean, so we've been thinking a lot about online programming, what we can do, and we also want to hear from all of you. What do you think what kind of online programming do you want to see? We're thinking about an online cooking class, like doing a sustainable cooking, like, exercise, like, you know, classes and teaching how to, you know, make a vegetarian meal or something like, or even like, I don't know, I'm vegetarian, so I say vegetarian meal, but, you know, anything sustainability kind of related. So we're just, it's, been a lot here at CEES trying to figure out what to do with the programming wise, but I think we're coming up with a lot of really awesome ideas. So, yeah, so just keep an eye out for that. And I will talk about it on here, hopefully weekly or bi-weekly, however often I do this podcast. But the biggest thing I want to talk about was our CEES's online program this semester. We have a campaign going, if you've seen all over our Instagram pages, is this program called People, Planet, Prosperity, Skills for Change. So it's kind of like our way of getting people involved off campus, on and off campus. So we were thinking in this new and ever-changing era of online learning and communication, we wanted to try to use our online presence to help highlight people, businesses, ideas, and skills that help to create and foster positive change in your life and in the lives of those around you. So, you know, just trying to get resources and ideas out to everybody, and also just sharing your ideas and your what you're doing from home, what you're doing at this time to sort of maybe inspire others in practices of, you know, like environmental sustainability, or even, you know, mental and personal sustainability, like how you've been, you know, how we can stay connected in this time of online learning, online communication, and sort of, you know, just kind of foster and a wanting to share and learn from each other. And I think that that's really important right now. So so we've come up with 5 everyday behavior adjustments that we're going to use as part of this program that we, you know, it's sort of what we're highlighting right now, but really anything involving sustainability practices are what we're looking for. So if what you're doing doesn't fit into one of these categories, please still feel free to reach out to us. So the first one is walking, biking, which is my specialty, or participating in ride shares and carpooling. So just, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Using sustainable ways of transportation, if you're able to, you know, it's all of this is also, I want to make sure to point out that all of this is totally, like we understand circumstances, and it's, we're trying to foster, getting involved to the best that you can. So even if it's just a little tiny behavior change, or even just listening to this podcast, listening to me ramble about everything, you know, you're doing something. It's something that people can do, and that you can show other people, you can send to other people, you can get others involved and informed about these issues and things like that. So yeah, so walking, biking, participating in ride shares, carpooling is one. The second one is building a plant-rich diet. So we also are not like everybody should be vegan, like all this stuff. It's just kind of like being aware of what kind of different diets there are and how they might affect, and how even like the food industry might affect global climate change, or just like how that affects the world, you know. There's also reducing food waste is the third behavior adjustment. So that's kind of about, you know, still being like cognizant of how we're using resources. So again, like this can be seen in, you know, a sustainability related way, you know, like not producing waste, so that, because waste creates CO2, and like, see, even like I don't totally understand all of the global climate change things behind it, but also just like in reducing food waste is just like, you know, kind of being conscious of what you're buying, which also is the fourth one, which is purchasing consciously. But, you know, just sort of being cognizant of that fact that, like, what do you have access to, and that others, there are others that don't have the same sort of access that you might to food or just resources in general. So I mean, just like even just thinking about that is all we're asking of anybody to do. So purchasing consciously. So that's more looking at like, I would think more material goods and like just like where you're getting your things from. Again, which I will talk about in a later podcast, is it's definitely, it has to do with accessibility. And like, if you have, you know, if you're able to purchase consciously, you know, like it's very like what you have, what stores you have access to, what stores are near you, like definitely has like taking into account finances. Like, you know, they'll be like, this shirt is made out of like 100% recycled material and all this stuff, but it's like, you know, $200 and they're selling it on whatever for, and like totally, it's crazy. And like, I feel like this, there is a disconnect between, you know, like how, you know, this purchasing consciously, making ethical brands, making ethical production choices, and while also taking into account that there are people who won't have access to these because they're either kind of in a niche, like that these brands are in a niche kind of company, I guess, or like, it's all based on access. And, you know, it's definitely, yeah, I think you kind of get what I'm trying to say. But, and I will definitely go into this in a later podcast with way more research on it. This is kind of just me brain spouting about what I know and what I believe right now. You know what I mean? So yeah, so I think purchasing consciously, just even the practice of thinking about, okay, I bought this, where did it come from? And like, what went into sort of the process of making and consuming this product. And then lastly, we have a pretty easy behavior adjustment, but definitely one that I have to be reminded of a lot, which is turning off lights and unplugging. I mean, there's the aspect of like turning off the lights when you leave the room. And, you know, if any of you have ever been on Dickinson's campus, a lot of the rooms have little stickers on the lights, and they're like, if you're the last one to leave, turn off the lights and things like that. And just, you know, turning off everyday appliances when you're not using them. But I think an important part of this is this unplugging aspect of this behavior adjustment. And I guess that I think, especially with, if you're in school like me, but you're online. So like I'm online with all my classes, so I spend all day on a screen. And then even when I, you know, log off of classes, I go back on a screen to like listen to music or do something else. You know what I mean? So I think just this idea of unplugging and saying to yourself, you know, it's okay if I kind of take a break from everything that's literally everything's online right now. You know, this is how I communicate with people right now. This is how I learn in my classes right now, you know, and just being able to step back from it and be like, okay, I need a little break. Like, if you've heard of like Zoom fatigue, which I was like, that can't be a thing. And now I have 4 online classes and do a lot of my work over Zoom, and I totally understand it now. But yeah, just being able to kind of say to yourself, and this is even kind of the mental part of it, of this, you know, we definitely want to foster like mental care and taking care of your body, and just kind of making sure that you're not, that we are not, like I, me, myself included, are not kind of burning out on during these crazy times of, you know, online classes, online work, online communication. So yeah, so turning off lights and unplugging. So it I think that unplugging can go for us too. You know, like we can definitely sit back and unplug from our computers and our phones, which does, you know, in turn help the environment because we're not, you know, using that technology at the time and using that energy. But I really think is helpful to us, even to go, you know, for a little walk or to go ride your skateboard or bike or even just to sit down and kind of be able to, I've found, you know, cleaning to be, or like organizing things to be kind of therapeutic at this time, you know, just like doing other tasks, but not online. because so much of our lives are online right now. So I think, so that's the fifth everyday behavior adjustment. But these are just suggestions, and you can take them to any extent that you want or to as little extent as you want, you know. And definitely feel free to reach out to us if you have any other ideas about sustainable living, if you have ways that you live sustainably at home or at school if you're here. This programming is all for you guys. This People Planet Prosperity, it's like, I don't even want to say it's about the planet anymore, because it's really about us, I think, and how we are kind of dealing with what's going on right now, and at the same time, you know, taking care of ourselves and the planet around us, which, you know, in turn takes care of us. So I think I'm going to end it here. So this has been a bike talk, maybe, with Sophie. I'm still going to try to work on a name, but if you were interested in anything that I talked about, any of the many, many aspects of CIS and People, Planet, Prosperity and Dickinson that I just rambled about to you for the past 20 minutes, you can totally keep updated here on WDCV. I will try to keep making podcasts to put on air and on our website. You can definitely find it at the CIS and or the Handlebar website. So we have if you go to our CIS page on Dickinson.com, we have a biking blog that this will definitely be posted on. And the next ones that I make will also be there. So if you want to check it out again, I'll see you at the next podcast that I make. That could be about anything from biking to to sustainability. And yeah, so I'll just leave it there. So have a good day, everybody. I hope this wasn't too crazy. It was a lot of information, but thank you for listening. And tune in next time. Bye.